Raising the ashes of my pain. Feelings hot wired, my frozen blood runs free again.
The most important things are the hardest to say. They are the things you get ashamed of because words diminish them. Words shrink things that seem limitless when they're in your head, to no more than living size when they're brought out. But it's more than that, isn't it? Behind every great author's success, a wound, a memory, an experience, or a particular event that shaped his view of life. Thea, a 21-year-old lady, passionate about writing, this art and way of expression that encompasses a lot of meaning in only a few words.
I was born in Elxur. Elxur was a very small village. It was the village of my parents and grandparents and so on, so I'm very attached to it. I was living in my grandparents' house because my father was the eldest, and it was a kind of tradition in my family to live in the same place.
Thea grew up in certain environments that pushed her to be close towards herself. The childhood she spent didn't allow her to see the path she wanted to follow clearly from the beginning. An abstract vision of the real life, like a detained bird looking for freedom.
It was a kind of strict. The education that my parents and grandparents gave to me was a little bit strict. We had to follow some specific rules and behave in a specific way. And this made me, introverted. And this is not my real personality.
She didn't have the habit to get in contact with people outside. And summarized her childhood in one word. Limited. Being a kind of dreamer, she wanted to do a lot of things. She was inspired by great people, leaders and writers, and understood that she wasn't in her right place. Until she started to read books.
I was attracted by books. I'm in love with them. And everywhere I saw a book, I was appealed and I wanted to read at least only one page.
Books allowed Thea to be released from certain chains that retained her and jump into a whole new world, full of discovery.
The first book that I read when I was young was a book that was given to me by my uncle. It was, of course, the first experience with reading. And it was the book entitled Les Lettres de Marmoulin by Alphonse Daudet. And when I finished the book, I discovered that it was something really amazing, and I said to myself, I will read more from now on.
And one day, she decided to try and create the proper words she ever wanted.
So, first time I started to write when I was in high school, and I thought that I wrote something very, something which is not worthy for the readers. But when I gave them to my friends to read, they were surprised or astonished. So I liked that. And I wanted to get people influenced by my writings. At the beginning, I thought that it was very difficult and I cannot do it. Others can write poetry, but not me. But I had a kind of, I said to myself, why not? I can write too. Even if it's not something special or something good, but I can try. If we try, we can make something good. I have a difficult family life, and every time I feel myself bad, I try to write in order to feel better and to keep struggling.
Writing poetry is a wonderful gift that comes as an enchantment to the author, which ends by forming a picture, a painting, or a portrayal. The words flow into each other and express the innermost deep thoughts and feelings.
As I stand in front of the wide windowsill, I endeavor to see, but nothing is moving. The night is still. Even though the house is warm, I feel cold, for all around me is still young, while I feel old, with no gleam of presence around. I'm all alone, having a cold blood, a golden heart transformed to stone. No emotions, there isn't anything left to feel. Not able to dream, only the pain is real. No longer able to give, for there's nothing left. Just an empty house, an empty soul, bereft.
Robert Louis Stevenson said, "The difficulty of literature is not to write, but to write what you mean. Not to affect the reader, but to affect him precisely as you wish." And that's the thing that comes into Dia's mind every time she writes. It is as a healing that comes by spreading out her emotions on the paper, driven by her pen. A way of telling stories, all containing great emotions that could be felt by the reader. A way of being released, a way of reliving.
When I get hurt by someone or felt something, I feel the need to write it, to release my heart from this pain somehow. We need to feel something in order to write. I'm living inside this hobby. It allows me to appreciate life and bear everything, and try to find issues for all the ordeals that I passed through in my life, and trying to be a better person. When I take my pen and feel the inspiration in me, I'm living. I'm living again, as if I was dead and I'm coming back to life.
Dia began to show her works in exhibitions. And every time someone reads her poems, she feels revived and remembers that she has a dream to realize, to which she remains faithful. She won't stop writing because it's a precious gift that must be nurtured, and because her works represent her, and they always will be, until one day she becomes a recognized poet. This was Arjun Youth Voices Bijaya. See you next time for more podcasts.